Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Sammy Murtha shares what God has been doing in her life.
Today's first reading comes from the book of Exodus. And the story that's laid out is that Pharaoh has commanded that all the boys born to the Hebrews must be thrown into the River Nile. And there's this mass murdering, right, and terrifying moments. And Moses is born at this time. And his mother sees what a fine child he is, sees his goodness, knows this love of God, and she hides him for 3 months, which I can't even begin to imagine hiding a newborn baby for 3 months, but Moses's mother does. But when she's not able to hide him any longer, she hatches a plan to try to save him, or at least entrust him into God's hands. And that's exactly what she does. She places him in a papyrus basket, places him in the River Nile, and lets him go. Lets her son go, knowing that she might not see him again. Very likely that she'll never see him again. And she entrusts him to God. And of course, as we know, the story continues, and the basket is found by one of Pharaoh's daughters, and she takes in Moses as her own, and actually fetches Moses' own mother to nurse him, which we can assume that she was able to nurse him for quite a while. And to know that she was allowed to see her son again and have that intimacy of nursing, just like this beautiful gift after entrusting this situation, even though, of course, you know, she would want to be a mother, and would like to be with her son for his whole life. There's this beautiful trust and gift that God has given her. And all these things, this passage is filled with trust of the Lord. I was struck by something when I was reading it today. I like to read in the footnotes of scripture. It's something that really interests me, and I like connecting together things. And something that I read today is that the Hebrew word for basket in this story is the same word that's used for Noah's Ark in previous scripture. And right, we know that Noah's Ark is this vessel that saved Noah and his family from these treacherous waters and carried them to safety. And in the same way that Moses' basket is this vessel that, placed in treacherous waters, carries him to safety. And I just, kind of what they say in the footnotes is they write that this is done intentionally, that these words are the same. Our biblical writers were incredibly attentive to how they use specific words. And although I don't know the words in Hebrew, and there's lots of things that we lose in translation or that we don't see quite as clearly in translation, it really caught my eye when I sat down in prayer today. I was really consumed by this idea of being carried by an ark, and also the chaotic waters. So something to kind of understand in the context of these chaotic waters is in the Old Testament specifically, waters were, I use the word chaotic because they were a great fear of the Hebrew people, and really any people at that time period. Is waters were frightening and scary and unknown, and seas were, you know, God, or seas were named for gods, and they thought they were these beings, and they were, you know, a place where death was brought about. They were frightening, and you know, an experience that would strike fear into people, the idea of being in the sea. So when God floods the earth, this is a terrifying curse to happen, right? And when the babies are born, or babies are thrown into the River Nile, the same thing, knowing that, you know, these babies obviously can't swim, but also their parents really couldn't swim either. They couldn't retrieve them, even if they wanted to, or even if they were able to. And so this kind of chaos and lack of control made me kind of like reflect on my own life and made me really consider like, what is the chaos and the lack of control in my own life? And to be honest, it's quite easy to see in myself. And I would ask each of you to kind of take a moment, pause and reflect, maybe even pause and ask yourself, like, what is the things that lack control in my life? What are the chaotic waters in my life? And then from that place, when you've identified these things that lack control that you have unrest with, then to also ask the question of, what is the ark that you're being invited onto? What is the basket that brings you to safety? You know, and for myself, like, it might be that I'm called to a daily prayer life or to attend Mass regularly or search out these areas where I can seek out the Lord in the chaos. But also it comes from this understanding, I think, in myself to know that to place my trust in the Lord, that even when I'm going through the chaos, going through the chaotic waters, that he's guiding me, that he's intended this to be a part of the story, right? A part of the story of Noah's Ark is that the Ark has to travel on the chaotic waters. And a part of Moses' story is that he has to travel down the River Nile. And it says that his sister watches him, his older sister, watches him travel. And I just thought that was such an interesting part that was put in there. You know, maybe I was like, oh, like, that's placed in there so you can kind of understand, like, someone saw Moses taken by this Pharaoh woman or by Pharaoh's daughter. But I also was just really interested in this idea of how his sister watched this part of the story take place and watched this happen. And I thought, if I could look, you know, pull out from my own life and watch myself go down the chaotic waters, and what that would feel like on the outside, in the same way that it feels very unsafe and scary on the inside, but also like to know that there is good to come, to kind of see the whole story laid out and to know that you've actually been placed on an ark because the Lord is carrying you to safety. And that safety continues your story, right? The story of Moses goes on much farther than this. And he does great things. And I want us to think of our own lives. It's something that I need, and I'm sure we all need right now, to know that we are placed in the safety as we are carried to where the Lord desires us to go. And to have this freedom to say, I will enter on to your ark, into the basket, and be carried through the chaotic waters. Let us pray. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.